Joining me on the line is the man himself. That was the voice you heard there and the production from Casein. So good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Just looking outside, it's a bit grey and stuff, but I'm quite happy as my track is out today.
Yes, you've got brand new music out today, which we're going to be talking about in a while. Before we do, we spoke to you back in June and you've released Push, Shine, Come Up, Synergize, Universe, and then you've got your latest track called Aquilius. So, Casein, just tell us about you're a multi-instrumentalist, a vocalist, producer, mixer, and you're an illustrator as well.
Yeah, I do a bit of illustration. I kind of put the concepts together for my artwork and whatnot. And look for people that have that kind of finer touch to really draw it together and stuff. But my main sort of creative and artistic output is all in music, obviously.
And did you release anything? I mean, this year you've released shed loads of great tracks, really.
Thank you so much. Different tracks
as well.
Yeah,
is this the first year you've actually put stuff out, or have you released stuff previously?
Do you know what? It's not the first year that I've put stuff out. So prior to kind of everything that's been going on, I had put out like a few albums and stuff. But in late 2019, I went through quite a sort of profound personal shift in my perspective and different things like this. So I moved away from the body of work that I had before, and I kind of just changed into a different artist who's much more open and more free with his expression.
And do you write all the time? Are you somebody that has to keep writing?
It's always just like turning over in my mind, in my subconscious and stuff, I think, because I often dream about music and it just kind of, it just sits in my head. And so whenever I think actually what it is that I'm very experienced as an artist and a writer now, so I don't have as much kind of like in terms of self-doubt and stuff and like, you know, creative blocks and whatnot. I know how to circumnavigate that stuff for myself. So now it's much, well, I'm at the stage in my career where I can say it's much easier to write stuff because I'm much more comfortable with myself.
And you do everything. You actually play everything because you're a multi-instrumentalist and you do the production as well.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
But it's during that process that I learned more about myself as an artist and stuff, and I can, you know, during that process, I discovered different ways of writing, different sounds and stuff. So even though it's a bit of a marathon, it's still very fulfilling.
And when we spoke to you back in June, we were talking about the journey that you want to take people on with your music. And it's a 10-part musical journey. So tell us more about it.
So, again, the journey kind of started after this shift in my perspective. I felt that I was restricting myself a lot in terms of my creativity because I was affected so much by what the what the markets were kind of saying and how they wanted to the types of roads musically that they wanted to push people down and pigeonhole people into different genres and stuff. So really the journey is about kind of breaking out of that sort of bizarre control and just expressing myself. Now there's a lot of issues with like mental health and stuff like that there's in the songs, although it's maybe a bit more subtle and whatnot, but it's basically I wanted to release these tracks in a sense to kind of, you know, sort of show to people that it's okay to step out of what, you know, the mainstream is doing or what the marketing companies are telling you to do or what the algorithms are kind of, you know, trying to manipulate you into, you know. So it's a journey of freedom.
And the one thing is, with all the songs being different, but they're all tied together by wonderful production, but it's your voice that ties them all together. So it's under the Casein brand, if you like. So you can, artists sometimes, you know, as you said, sometimes they said you can only do soul music, you can't possibly do anything more rocky because people won't and that, I think the thing is with your music, it kind of, you've got your voice there that anchors it.
Yes, exactly. In fact, that was something I was thinking about the other day. So I was listening back to the 10 tracks and, you know, and seeing the directions that they took. But yeah, as you said, it's my voice that just anchors the, you know, it ties everything together. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm quite impressed with that. For me, actually, I thought maybe coming out of the world like anchors, that's quite good. I feel it's talking to you, you see, Casey, and I feel super smart now.
I'm here to educate, my dear.
Now, before we talk about the new track, what are your plans for 2022? Are you going to be performing live? Have you got more material coming out?
You know, I've got a lot of plans for 2022. So I think my first port of call is getting onto stage, because I've been away from it for such a long time, and I miss it so much. I miss being in front of people. I miss just, you know, sort of just the lights, and you know, I just love the whole atmosphere of live music. So once I can find the right musicians to back the tracks and stuff, then I'll be out playing live. But aside from that, I've got plans for two more releases after this release I've just put out today, and then I've got plans for like six more releases after that, basically. So at the moment I'm just sort of looking at it going, that's a lot of work. But yeah, so I can't really go into it too much because it's going to develop as time moves on. But the one thing I would say is that I've got a lyric video coming out quite soon. For this new track, and I'm quite excited about that.
Independent music is just great to listen to, and sometimes when you go onto these playlists you don't get to hear it. Very difficult to get onto playlists, as you know. And that's why it's important, if you hear something on this show or any of the shows on Phoenix, go and have a look at the pages, like the artist page, and then listen to some different music.
So much music that's around us that needs to be listened to. There's a band that I particularly like called Melt Yourself Down, and they're doing some really wild stuff, and more in the jazz scene. There's also Shabaka Hutchins, who, you know, I mean, he is more well known, but I don't think enough people are being fed their music, if you see what I mean. So I remember, like, you know, when Spotify and Instagram and all these different platforms started to take root, the artists that were just, you know, just breaking into the mainstream at the time, they came in at a point where, you know, they were kind of just hand in hand with these different platforms. So the whole thing, like the way the business is right now, marketing and stuff, it seems that everything has just been geared towards that particular kind of method of marketing and releasing music and stuff. So, you know, in 10 years, that hasn't changed. These different artists have just become more cemented into the system, where you've got a lot of different acts and stuff now that are writing fantastic music, but they just, you can't break in because the doors are shut unless you're signed to like a major, or unless you go viral with one track or something like that. So yeah, definitely support independent artists, because, you know, they're writing some great stuff.
Now let's talk about the brand new track, which I'm having problem pronouncing because I'm rubbish. Have I got it right? Aquilius.
Okay. That's the one. See, that's interesting, because when I put that up for distribution, the distribution company came back and said that, because I had to shorten the title to just EQ. And when I put that up, they said that the different online and streaming platforms, etc., they don't accept titles that have less than three letters in it. I was like, what? So you're restricted in terms of expressing yourself, like, at that point. You know, and that's just ridiculous. But luckily I managed to get that sorted out. But yes, Aquilius is a track that I had in my mind during the period when I was writing The Journey. I spent a lot of time, obviously, during, you know, stupid pandemic, just in reflection and stuff, and you know, looking at different sort of things that are going on with various institutions, mainly in the UK, because I think we've got a lot of problems here right now, and I think that, you know, we need to kind of open our eyes up a little bit more just to see what's going on. So this track is really like a train of thought and my kind of take on what's going on and how frustrating it is.
What are the plans, before we play it, what are the plans for Christmas? Are you at home at Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to be at home for Christmas in the same spot I've been in for the last couple of years, actually. It's I think for me this year at Christmas, I just want to get into 2022 like most people, I think. Just kind of see what else is going to come up and just brace ourselves for the next year ahead.
Yes. Yeah, and hopefully, fingers crossed, getting back out. I mean, it's been lovely to be able to see some live music, so hopefully that will continue.
I think that actually it's been one of the most sort of beautiful aspects of this whole situation, to see bands actually getting made, you know, and coming out and performing and seeing the responses from the crowds in the UK and stuff. It's like, wow, you know, because prior to all of this, there was like, you know, I saw a lot of people just doing solo stuff on stage, you know, with like laptops and all this type of stuff. And I'm like, that's cool, but live music bands, that's just better, in my opinion. Not maybe everyone agrees with that, but that's just how I vibe. So to see that type of thing coming back really just made me very happy, quite frankly.
Yeah. And I can't wait to hopefully get to see you with the band. That would be an amazing, gig.
Yes. Well, as I said, I'm looking for the right musicians to join me on stage. But I'm hoping like to get to April and start a gig around that time.
Yeah. Well, how many will be in the band? Probably about 10, do you reckon?
Well, a lot of musicians these days, they don't, you know, necessarily do things unless they're like really part of the writing process and stuff. They don't necessarily do things like, you know, just for the passion and stuff. So
it's an expensive business. Thing is, if you're a solo artist and you want to have a really fantastic band, you know, you have to pay them. And also you have to pay for rehearsals as well. So is it, you know, putting on a gig is expensive.
Well, this is the thing. This is the situation that has to change with like streaming platforms and royalties and stuff, you know, because the overheads for an independent artist are huge, you know, unless you know a lot of very kind and generous people, you know. It's, you have to pay for rehearsals, recording, art, blah blah blah, all of this type of stuff, and then the royalties you're getting from your tracks is like 0.000 nothing. So I think if for the people that really enjoy music and like discovering new music platforms and new music artists and whatnot, I think it's important to help by buying their tracks. You know, 99 pence for a song that you really like actually does kind of, you know, it helps the motivation, you know.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I'm hoping that next year, maybe some changes will be on iTunes and things like Spotify.
Yeah, I think with platforms like Bandcamp and the stuff that they do, that's a step in the right direction. And my tracks will be up on Bandcamp as of next week. So that's something to look out for, guys.
Yeah. Yes, go to Bandcamp. I don't think enough people know about it. If they're not musicians, they don't know about it.
Exactly. But it's definitely like a music loving platform, you know. But I think that it's because it's, how can I say it, maybe it has a slightly more mature kind of theme behind it, because obviously you're passing with money and stuff, you know. That's why some people might not know about it. I don't know, you know, but yeah, Bandcamp.
There we go, Bandcamp. Go and check him out on Bandcamp, Kasian. Now, introduce your song, because I'm going to play this next. Have a lovely Christmas. I'll speak to you in the new year. And best of luck with this, because it's out today, isn't it?
It is out today, yes. It is Aquarius by Kasian.
Here we go.